Yeah, of course. Remember, if you're weird, leftist, ultra radical left or liberal, deviant, then of course you would want this kind of protection. You want everyone to shut their mouths, and you will tolerate no criticism at all. Of course you would like that. Of course you would prefer that. Again, when we talk about not weird, not deviant, normal, average, those people are not protected. It's if you look at that list, it tends seriously to protect the deviant and the weird, the abnormal.
So if you're a heterosexual male or female,
you will have not absolutely protected. No protection. You will have no protection. That came out in the Constitutional Court judgment in the Kwalani case. They are looking at hate speech from a total different point of view. They say that they will look at the background, the history of your race or where you come from, the institutional and systemic discrimination you were subject to, and the deeply rooted superiority or privileged position of, say, white people. So, for instance, if a white man used the K-word towards a black man during a heated argument, that would be a armchair riot. It would be an open and shut case. That white man will be found guilty of hate speech. He will probably go 3 to 5 years to jail. That's the first offense, 3 years, and second or more, 5 years jail time. But if you're a white man and a black, for instance, calls you some derogatory word like a umshlungu or a dirty boer or something like that, you will not be assisted or helped or protected by this law. Because the Constitutional Court has said that as white people has enjoyed a privileged position in communities, not only in South Africa, but they are concerned with South African situation, it's much more hurtful and offensive and hateful to call a black man with a K-word than it is to insult a white man, because the white man has enjoyed inherent superiority or imagined in superiority position for hundreds of years in South Africa, while the black people were always the subject of lesser privilege and a lower position in the scale of community status. So that's telling you how the acts, there are two acts concerned with hate speech, is this new intended statute and also the Equality Act that has already been in working for nearly 2 decades. So that tells you that how the courts are now going to approach any case where hate speech is the charge. They will look at the history of race, the races in South Africa, social status of those races, previous disadvantage or advantaged status, real or imagined superiority status, And then they will decide whether it's hate speech or not. And if you are on the wrong side, you will be nailed.
So basically, we're apparently equal, but we're really not equal because of our race's history. So we are being punished for the history or apparent history of our race. Yep. So if we were the superior people, it is now allowed that certain things can happen against us, and it's quite fine legally in the court, right up to the Constitutional Court.
Yep. That's especially in South Africa, referring to the colonial history in South Africa and the apartheid history in South Africa. And we are now in the claws of the leftist flavor of the day.